Today's Shir Masechta Mitzvah Daf Pei Hey. We will begin on Daf Pei Dalet Amid Beis, all the way at the bottom of the Amid, the bottom line. V'hanah the Amar Rebbe. Yesterday we learned at the end of the Shir how Rebbe's father, Rav Shimon Gamliel, said that Ata Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon is an Ari ben Ari, whereas you are Ari ben Shual. Says the word V'hanah the Amar Rebbe. And this very much connects to what Rebbe said, Shloisha and Vasanim Haim. There were three people who were extremely modest. Velhein Abba, my father, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ubnei Beseira, Yonas and Ben Shaul. And the Gemara explains, Rav Shimon Gamliel, where do we find Rav Shimon Gamliel? Hadamaran, as we just said, that he called himself a Shul, that when he was talking, he was saying that that you are Ari ben Shul, so he referred to himself only as a Shul. B'nei B'seira, B'amamar, the Gemara, Masech, the Pesachim, Daf Samach, Vav, Amen Aleph teaches us that the B'nei B'seira were in the Siyim. And what happened was that there was a question asked, and they weren't able to answer the question. And what happened was, because they weren't able to answer the question, and Hillel was able to answer the question, they gave up the Nasius, they gave up their position of authority to make Hillel the Nasi. Menil Nasi a name, and they appointed Hillel to be the Nasi. And as the Rivash says, that somebody, once they are appointed to an important position, are not allowed, don't have to walk away from that important position, even if there's a good reason to walk away. There's somebody who's clearly more qualified than them. And what they showed here was that even though there was somebody more, they didn't do that. There was somebody more qualified than them, and they walked away. Yonas ben Shaul, and who's the next person? Yonas ben Shaul. The Kamalei LeDavid, he said to David, Yonas was the son of Shaul. Shaul was the king. And he said to David, "Ata Timlach al Yisrael, you will become the Melech Yisrael." Vani Ayam Chalamishna. Even though he ought to be the king, he was the son. He was the son of Shaul, the king. Says the Gemara, he was still ready to walk away from that position to give it over to David because he felt that David was more qualified. Says the Gemara, the Mamai. What is the proof? Asked the Gemara that represents that he was a none of. Dilma Yonason ben Shaul, the story of Shaul was the Chazi the Gar Alma Bas David. He saw that everybody was preferring that David HaMelech should be the king. And that's why he was smart, realizing that that's what the people wanted. But it doesn't necessarily represent that he was an none of, says the Gemara. And Ben Beseir Nami, it suggests the Gemara when we think about B'nai B'seira, the same. The Chaza, the Hillel, the Adaf Minayu. They saw that Hillel was greater than them, and they saw that the people recognized that Hillel was greater than them, and that's why they walked away. But not because necessarily does it prove that they were modest. But says the Gemara, certainly when we speak about Rav Shimon Gamliel, who called himself a Shul, that Vade Amundsen Hava represents tremendous humility. So the Mashah asks, the Gemara says that by Yonason, he saw that the people were going after David, and that's why he was ready to walk, to give over his position to David. But as the Mashah, we know that the Pasuk says that Shmuel had anointed David HaMelech. So once everybody knew that Shaul, that David HaMelech had been anointed by Shmuel to be the Melech, so that's why he gave up his position. Why would we think that it represents modesty? So the Mashah answers that even though Shmuel had anointed David to be the Melech, it was not known that he had done so. So the fact that he had anointed him would not mean that David HaMelech should become the Melech. What was the proof that he was ready to give it up? Amar Rebbe, Chaviv in Yisrael. Chaviv in Yisurim. The Yisurim that Rebbe Elazar accepted himself was something that helped him. And that's why Rebbe comments, Chavin Yisurim, Kabbalah, and because of that, he accepted upon himself Tleisishnin, to suffer for 13 years. Shit for 6 years, Simrita. He suffered with having problems with stomach problems. Shana B'Shevet Zofrana, he had tooth problems. Vamalei, and some say the way it was Shiva B'Simrita, 7 years of stomach problems, the shit b'tzafana, and 6 years of teeth problems. Says the Gemara, Ahurari de Bei Rebbe, the horse, the person who was in charge of the horses in Rebbe's home, have a osa mishmar alka, was even wealthier than the king. Karhavarama kisasa l'chiyusei, when he would give feed the animal, have a osa kala b'tlasa meili. There were so many animals that the noise rent for 3 mil. Have mechaven the Rama by hishata the ayah Rebbe lebeisa kaisei, but he would try to make that he should do that feeding at the time the Rebbe went to the bathroom, because as we just learned, Rebbe suffered terribly when he went to the bathroom, and that he was crying out in agony and no one should hear. But yet, says the Gemara, afilach mavel lekala lekalayu, his voice carried the Shamalin the Chusiyama, and his voice carried all the way till the river. So Rashi says, as we said, that the Huraya was Rebbe's, the person in charge of taking care of Rebbe's horses. So the Ramosha asks, and the Shalos Tshuva says with Ramosha, that the halach is that a king, lo yarbel asusim, a king is not allowed to have too many horses. So how does the Gemara here suggest that Rebbe had all of these horses? So Ramosha answers that Rebbe had the din of a nasi, but he did not have the din of a melech. And that halacha was only, that halacha of Yarbele Susim was only said to a melech, not to a nasi. But then what was the purpose of having all those horses? So one reason he says is that was the custom of wealthy people. Of wealthy people would own a lot of horses, or he suggests that he had it. That was part of the way he had panosa, that he bought and sold animals. So the question, of course, is why is this story important for the Gemara to mention? So the Ben Yoyada explains that given that he was so wealthy, this horse shomer. So what happened was he would put out his horses together with Rebbe's horses, but still to teach us. So there were so many horses. We combined his horses and Rebbe's horses. Yet the Gemara is trying to teach us what terrible pain Rebbe was suffering. His agony was the sound of his agony overwhelmed everything. Of course, the Ben Yoyada says, how do we understand that his cries were so important? What were so serious? What is the point? So Ben Yoyada says, because it was done that everybody should realize what pain Rebbe is in, and by everybody realizing what pain Rebbe is in, they will be mispalel. Rebbe, the Nasi, is suffering. That will cause everybody to mispalel, to have that he should have a feel of refuah shleima. Says the Gemara, with everything we just said, says the Gemara, the Rebbe Elazar of Shimon adifim of the Rebbe. The pain Rebbe Elazar of Shimon suffered was even more serious than Rebbe. Dealer Rebbe Elazar of Shimon mahavabo. They came from love, mahava holchu. As we learned in our previous year, Rebbe Elazar of Shimon would be mispalel when they should come, and he would be mispalel where they should leave. Whether the Rebbe, when we speak about the Yisurim, the Rebbe was suffering, they were brought by something that he did. And as the Mashal explains, the Gemara Masech, the Brachas, Tafei Omer Aleph says, what is the definition of Yisurim Shalhava? So he says, the definition of Yisurim Shalhava as Yisurim Sheim Behem Bittel Torah, that don't come with them, that don't bring Bittel Torah. And that's why Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon was able to control that when he wanted to learn, they went the way. Whereas the Surim of Rebbe, he didn't have control, says the Gemara. So we just said that the Surim that came to Rebbe were caused by something he did and left because of something he did. So ask the Gemara, Yudei Mas Bo, what is meant that they came by something he did? Mahi says the Gemara, the Hu Egla Dava Kamamta Lele Shchita. There was a calf that was being taken to Shchita. Also Tayel Reisha Bekafa the Rebbe. He put his head under the garment of Rebbe. The Kabachin, he was crying. Amalei, that Rebbe should have Rachmanus on it. Amalei Zil, and Rebbe said to the animal, just go, let yourself be slaughtered. Lekach Netzarti. So Omri, they said in Shemayim, since he doesn't have Rachmanus, that's why Lesala Yisurim, we're going to bring Yisurim. And from here we see that even animals have some level of intellect, says the Shas Chuvus Mishnah Halachas. So why is that? Why, ask the Mefarshim, is what Rebbe did so wrong? Isn't that what animals are for? Aren't animals here to be slaughtered? So I saw that, yes, animals are supposed to be slaughtered. But what happened here was Rebbe showed a lack of compassion. And for that he was punished. Because I saw the Shaila Sechuvas Sridei says, what is expected of us is to show compassion for Racham of Akol Masav. And therefore, he was punished. Ruchayim Shmulevitz explains, the Chazal teach us, Kol HaMarachim Al HaBriyos, whoever shows compassion to others, Marachim Al-Malav Min HaShemayim. Min HaShemayim, he will be taken care of. They will have passion on him, Rachmanus on him. The Kol She'en Marachim Al-Briyos, somebody who doesn't act that way, ain't Marachim Al-Malav Min HaShemayim. And since Rebbe over here did not show that Rachmanus to this animal, that's why Rebbe suffered for lacking that compassion. So I saw that Rabbi Yo Dessler in the Michtav Melio explains that the midas of Chesed, the midas that a person has to have compassion, is an incredibly important element of the way we're supposed to behave. And particularly, it's that way for Talmid HaChachamim, because Talmid HaChachamim are supposed to do everything that is expected of a human being that acts in the way that causes a Kiddush Hashem. When Rebbe over here did not show that level of compassion to this animal, when Rebbe did not show that level of compassion to an animal, as a Talmud Chacham, it was lacking in him. Says the Gemara, Vayidei Maisa Hochu. It says the Gemara, what did he do that caused them to go away? It says the Gemara, Yavachad, have a Konish Knash Amsa, the Rebbe Beisai. One day, Rebbe's maid was sweeping the home. Have a Shadja B'neka Kushta. They were on the floor, mice, and she, Vikakonshalai, and she gathered them together to throw them out. Amalhu, and Rebbe said to them, to the Shivcha Shivkino, leave them. Sivarachim of a Kalmasov. So at that point, says the Gemara, they said, Minashemayim, Hail Varachim, since he's showing compassion, Narachim Alei, we will show compassion on him. There is a discussion here that the Paiskim have. What does it mean to show compassion? Does one have to refrain from killing insects, worms, mice, that are on someone's house? So Rav Moshe in the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Or Chaim Chelik Bey Simon Mem Zayin, has a discussion on this. And he says, of course, insects and worms, mice that are bothering a person should be disposed from a home. But it should be done in a compassionate manner. And instead of just killing them directly, they should be killed indirectly. Moreover, I saw that the Paiskim, the Shaul Siyavis discusses, says that Halacha does not tell us to refrain from eating or killing animals. But again, everything has to be done in the most compassionate manner and in the most constructive manner. And if it's done in such a way, then it shows that we have the proper compassion on animals, compassion on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creatures, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we just learned, will have Rachmanus Anav. Says the Kulishna Yisunu the Rebbe Elazar, all the years the Rebbe Elazar suffered, like Chshachiv Inish Belois Mane. Nobody died prematurely. The Kulishna Yisuri the Rav, all the years the Rebbe, all the years the Rebbe was suffering, like Yitzchak Alma Lamat Mitra. The world did not rain. The world did not need rain. It always rained when the world needed rain. The day that it rains, that there's a lot of thunder and lightning when the rain comes. If not for the fact that we needed rain, the Talmidim would daven and mevatalei. They would not want the rain should come, because rain, one shot, obviously when it's rain, we can't go out, and sometimes it causes floods, etc. Even though it didn't rain, as long as Rebbe was alive, with all the problems that rain brings, says the Gemara, the Ke'ava Akra Pugla Mishra, when they would pull out a radish from the ground, have a kaima bira melamayim. There was so much water because of a nace. So the Gemara said that as long as Rebbe was alive, as long as Lezer was alive, nobody died early. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, teaches us that one time they were gathered together in the Aliyah, in the attic of Beis Guria in Yericho, and a bas kol emanated min Hashemayim and said, "Yesh kanachad, there is someone sitting here, Shiroi Shatusha Alav Shechina, that he is a person that the Shechina should be in him, K'moshe Rabbeinu, Elish Ein Dar Zaka L'kach. Just the people that live in his time aren't worthy. Nosnu Chachamis Einem Behilah Zaken." So the question is, how could they assume that it was Hillel? The Hillel, we know, was a very poor person. And the halach is that ain't a Shechina Shara, the Shechina only rests our Asher, only somebody who's wealthy. So the Sefer Beis Shmuel answers that the Gemara Masech, the Tainus Daf Chav Dalam Beis, says, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim baskol yoytzus v'ymeris. Every day there's a baskol that emanates, and says, "Kol olam kulo nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni." The entire world is sustained because of chanina. The chanina b'ni, he died b'kav charuvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. Just some carob is enough. So the question is, why did chanina not have panasa? So explains the Beis Shmuel that if a tzaddik has chusim, people like Hillel, people like Rav Chanina, then if the chuyas are used for their own purposes, that they should have panasa or that they should have what they need, then the world doesn't have panasa. Then their chusim are not available for the rest of the world. What the Gemara here is teaching us is, just like by Rabbi Elazar and Rebbe, that the chusim that they had weren't used for themselves, but rather the chusim were used on behalf of the world. And a person whose chusim are used for the rest of the world, that's when the rest of the world benefits from it. Says the one, Ikla Rebbe L'Asar Rebbe Elazar of Shimon. Rebbe once came to the city where Rebbe Elazar of Shimon lived, Amluhu, and he asked the people who lived there, Yeshle ben Lois a tzaddik, did Rebbe Elazar of Shimon have a son who's a tzaddik? Amloi, and they said, "Yesh, indeed he has such a son. He did leave a son. However, because Zoinish Neskeres B'Shnayim, any Zoina that's hired for double of her regular pay, he Seichrasa B'Shmoina. He's paid for even more. He's so beautiful. Isio, they brought him to Rebbe, Asmchei B'Rebbe, and they gave him Smicha. that everybody, they should be called Rebbe. And the way the Mefarshim explained that by giving him this title, so it'll cause him to realize that people are relying on him. And if they're relying on him, that will cause him to act accordingly. So Rav Moshe asks, how could a person who clearly is undeserving of smicha receive smicha? So Rav Moshe says, you could give somebody smicha, a conditional smicha, or a smicha with a certain time frame. And that's exactly what happened here. Although he gave him smicha, it was clearly a smicha that was given on a conditional basis. It says the Gemara, And he gave him over to Rav Shimon ben Isai, the brother of his mother, with giving him the responsibility that he should teach his nephew Torah. Why was it given to the mother's brother? So I saw, because the Gemara says, Roy Bonim, Doimim Lachayim. Most children are similar to their mother's brother. And that's why he felt he would be the best Rebbe for his nephew. Says the Gemara, Kol Yoyme Hava Omer, every day this boy would say, L'kriyosa Ani Ezel, I want to go back home. Amalei, and Rav Shim would tell him, Chakim Avdech Yosach, we're going to make you into a Chacham, the Galusa to have a Parsaloch, and we're going to give you a gold garment, the Rebbe Karloch, Vat Amrit, we're giving you such a great opportunity to become a Talmid Chacham and have such an important position, and all you're interested in, that Amrit, and all you're interested in doing the Kriyasa and the Aizo, you want to just go back home. Amalei Muma Azovaday. He says, so he said a Shvuah that I give this up. And from here, the Klaus Magareb Zatzal used to say, from here that we learn that incentivizing people to learn Torah, incentivizing Talmidim by giving them prizes, that is something which is permitted. This is what we learned in the Gemara that happened. It says the Gemara, Ki Gadol, when Rebbe Elazar's son became an adult, Asa Yosef Masifta the Rebbe. He was brought to the yeshiva of Rebbe. Shama Lekale, and Rebbe hears his voice, and he says, Ha Kala Daima Lekale de Rebbe Elazar of Shimon. This voice is very similar to his father's voice. Amalei, so they to that the voice of Rav Elazar ben Shimon. So they said, Brehu, he's indeed his son. Karle, so Rebbe said, Pri Tzadik Eitz Chaim, V'lekech Nafesh Chacham. Pri Tzadik Eitz Chaim is Rabbi Yossi, Rav Elazar ben Shimon, that he is the child of Rav Elazar ben Shimon. V'lekech Nafesh Chacham, Ze Rav Shimon ben Isi ben Kunya, his uncle that taught him Torah. Kinach Nafshei, when Rabbi Yossi, Rav Elazar was Nifter, Amtul Amata Davur. They brought him to his father's kever to bury him there. Have a Hadrele Achna Lamarta. And there was a snake in front of that kever. Amalei, and they said, this, the Chachamim said to that snake, Achna, Achna, Psach Picha, open up your mouth. V'yekon space Ben Eitz Laviv. And let the son come be next to his father. Loi Paschala, and he refused to open its mouth. Everybody thought, because Reb Elazar was so much greater than his son, Reb Yossi, so it was inappropriate to have him buried with him. It says the Gemara, Yotzu Basque of Omra, there's a Basque that emanated and said, it's not that Reb Elazar was a greater Talmid Chacham than Reb Yossi. We know that Reb Elazar was together with his father of Shimon ben Yochai for 12 years hidden in a cave, and therefore he suffered in this world, and Reb Elazar, and his son Reb Yossi, Loyav Tzar Mara, never had that experience. It says the Gemara, Ikra Rebbe Lasso Reb Tarfin. Rebbe came to the place where Reb Tarfin lived. Amalu Yesh Ben Lois Tzadik, the Reb Tarfin leave over a son, Shei Mekapich as Bonav. Whenever Reb Tarfin would order something, he would say, Kapech Benoi, I'm willing to give up my son. Amaloi, so they told him, Ben Einloi, he doesn't have a son. Apparently, because the way he spoke, he lost his children. But Ben Bas Yeshloi, he has a grandson, a son of his daughter, Any zayinah that takes double, she is prepared to pay 8 to have relations with this grandson. Asula kameh. So they brought Reb Tarfon's grandson to Rebbe. Amalei hadrabach. If you do tshuva, yavalach bartoi. I will give you my daughter as a wife. Hadabei, and he did tshuva. Ikadamri, some say that Nazba, that he did marry her for Gershon, they ultimately got divorced. Nikadamri lo Nazba klal, they never got married. Kadesh lo yomer b'shvil zilchazuzu, that people should not say that he only did tshuva for that reason. But we see from here how the value of every Jewish life, we see here what Rebbe was willing to do to save the son of Rebbe Elazar of Shimon, and what Rebbe was willing to do to save the grandson of Reb Tarfon. Every Jewish child, of course, obviously from a great yichus, is so valuable that we have to do whatever we can to teach him, save him, says the Gemara. And why specifically the children or grandchildren of Talmid Chachamim? Ask the Gemara, V'lamali Kulahai, why was it specifically done for such descendants? Says the Gemara, Amr Yudam Arav, Amr Lei, Amr Abchi, Bar Abba, Amr Abyochanan, Vamr Lei, Amr Abshmu, Ban Nachmeni, Amr Abyonison. Kol Menamed es Ben Chaveri Torah. Whoever teaches somebody else's son Torah, Zoycha V'yoysha B'yeshiva Shalmala. This person who devotes himself to teaching other people Torah will have a special place in Shemayim. Shenamar im Toshir V'ashivcha. If you bring people back, Lefonai Tamad, you will be Tamad. You will be standing right in front of Hashem. The Kol Melamedes Ben Amoritz Torah, and if you teach the child of an Amoritz Torah, Afila Kadosh Baruch Hu Goyz Gzeir, even if Kadosh Baruch Hu had made a serious decree, Mevatloi B'Shviloi, he will have the ability to nullify that terrible decree. Shenema Vem Toitzu Yoyakim Zoylu. If you will take that beautiful something beautiful out of something which is not beautiful, to feed to you, whatever you say will happen. And the Ben Yoyada explains, when you teach the son of a Talmud Chacham Torah, you do two things. One is that you make him a Talmud Chacham, and the other thing is that you make his father, the Talmud Chacham, proud. And therefore, you're deserving of such tremendous reward. And the Mashal explains this Gemara, that the reward that's explained in our Gemara is Midah Keneged Midah. Somebody who makes somebody into a Talmud Chacham puts that person into yeshiva, so to speak, so that individual will be in the yeshiva Shemala. And somebody who teaches the child of an Amoritz Torah, that person went against the Teva. Normally, somebody who is an Amoritz will not have children who are Talmid Chachamim. And here, if you went against the Teva, and you made somebody who would normally not have children Talmid Chachamim, you made them into Talmid Chachamim, you will have the ability to overturn with the Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decrees are followed, you could overturn them. Amar HaPanach, Amar HaYachin, Kol Shul Talmid Chachamim. Whoever is a Talmid Chachamim, or Benoit Talmid Chachamim, and he has a son of Talmid Chachamim, or Ben Benoit Talmid Chachamim, and even his grandson is a Talmud Chacham, Shuv Ein HaTorah Pesek Mazar Olam. That the Torah will remain in that family forever. Shenamar Vanizos Brisi Leimush Oma Hashem Oisam Oma Hashem Rucha Shalecha Dvarish Santu Beficha Leimush Mipicha Mizarecha Pizarecha. If you and your children, your grandchildren, will have Torah forever, Oma Hashem Matavat Olam. Ask the Mamai Oma Hashem. What does that mean? Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Orvel Chabadav Azeb. I guarantee this. My Me'atav Ad Olam. Ask the Gemara, what does it mean that Me'atav Ad Olam? Says the Gemara, Amr of Yirmiya, Bekan Ve'eloch, somebody who has these three generations of Talmid Chachamim, Torah Machzeres, Alechsan Yishla, the Torah will always continue in that family. So, ask, the Sefer Chassidim says, that even though we just learned this, we don't always see that this happens. So Sefer Chassidim says, it makes a difference who you marry. And if somebody marries a woman who isn't the kind of woman who want to have children who who are Talmid Chachamim don't act appropriately, that causes that it shouldn't happen. But I saw that the Tosfos Yontov asks that the Mishnah in Perkei Avos says, V'haskin atzmcha lul mitayra, she'ena yerusha lach. So we see that Torah is not a Yerusha. Says Tosfos Yontov, that's exactly what we're learning. Torah doesn't happen by itself. You don't become a Talmud Chacham by yourself. You have to be haskin atzmcha. You have to want to be a Talmud Chacham. But if you don't try, but if you have these three generations of Talmid Chachamim, then you'll have the guarantee that you'll be successful. But by itself, nothing happens. And I saw the Ma'ar V'Shemesh explains, as we learn, as Chazal teach us, lo yugati umetzasi, if somebody didn't do anything, al tamen, you can't believe that it'll be successful. What the Gemara here means to say is that somebody who does what is correct, then, and he has this background, a family who learned Torah, then he will have children in Torah. And that's why in Birchas HaTorah we say, V'niyah anachnu v'tzatzu'enu, 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 v'tzatzu'enu. The Bach says that that's why we should daven v'tzatzu'enu, 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 v'tzatzu'enu. Because we want to have three generations of Talmid Chachamim. So we specifically ask for these three generations. And when we ask for the three generations, that's when the person will have those three generations of Talmid Chachamim. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked, what does the Pasuk say, Mi'ata Bar Olam? And the Pasuk of Anizos Brisi, Le'imusha V'picha Pizarecha Omar Hashem Mi'ata Bar Olam. Why does the Pasuk say, Omar Hashem, before it says Mi'ata Bar Olam? It's because the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Arav L'kach. So the Pasuk specifically shows us how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anxious to do this, that Omar Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I am taking personal interest, I am taking personal guarantee that these people's children will be Talmid Chachamim. I saw that the Tanker Rav Zatzal says that the Pasuk says, Rei Bono V'necha Sholem Ayisrael. So he explains that we know that Lemotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha El HaSholem, and particularly when you have Talmidei Chachamim, then Hashem Oiz L'Ama Yitein Hashem Yivarech Ama V'Sholem. So that's what the Pasuk means to say. Rei Bono V'necha, when you have children who are Bono V'necha, you will be zaycha to Shalom, because you'll have Talmid Chachamim have children. And that's why that in the Zmiris that many people say on Shabbos, it says, Harachman hu yivarach amai b'shalom, v'yisku lirois, bonim u'bnei bonim, oiskim b'tar b'mitzvahs. Because once you have bonim u'bnei bonim, once you have that, then shalom, then you'll have three generations, then it'll stay forever. And I saw that even though this is a question that we learned before, the Gemara says, Machzeres Achsan Yishlo, the Torah comes back. What does the Gemara mean when it says the Torah Machzeres, the Torah comes back to that family? Because even if there are times, Chas V'Sholem, that we see there are families of Talmid Chachamim that not all of their descendants are Talmid Chachamim, what the Gemara means to say is, it might skip a generation, it might not be here forever. But even if it'll skip a generation, what we're guaranteed is that it'll come back. Ultimately, the Torah will come back to the family. And even if it's not there right now, it will come back to that family, ultimately come back to the family. So the Gemara, Rav Yosef have a Yosef Abon Tanisa. Rav Yosef sat 40 days in Tanis, the Kruya, that his children should be Talmid Chachamim, the Kruya, and then he saw a Pasuk min HaShemayim, lo yimushu v'picha. Yosef Abom Tanis Achrina, the Kruya, and then he found another 40 Tanisim, and he saw the Pasuk, Le'emusha V'picha Pizarecha. Yosef Meir Tanis Achrina, and then he sat for another 100 days Tanisim, He said, once I davened for this much, I don't have to daven anymore because I'm guaranteed that Torah machzeres alechsan yishalai. So I saw Rav Chaim Volozhiner said that he asked his brother Rav Zalman, if our Gemara is teaching us that once you have three generations of Talmid Chachamim, that stays, the Torah will be forever, so we're all descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So why aren't we all Talmid Chachamim? So he says that if somebody comes to a city and he has a friend who lives in that city and he wants to connect to that friend, so then that friendship will be rekindled. But if somebody comes to a city and doesn't come to stay by his friend, then their friendship will never be rekindled. So he says, that's Pshat in the Gemara. Torah machzeres alechsan yishalai. The Torah goes back to Talmid Chachamim, but if that's only if you go back to where you're supposed to go. If a person goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he will have that success. Otherwise, he won't have that success. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira Kisolik L'Arad Yisrael. When Rav Zeira came from Bavel Tetz Yisrael, Yosef Meir Tanesa, he sat 100 Tanesa, till Ishtakech Gemara Bavlo Mimna, that he should forget the Torah that he learned in Eretz Yisrael. And so, Kehecha Delay Nitriday. The way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara is that the difference between they learned in Eretz Yisrael and the way they learned in Bavel was that in Bavel there were a lot of questions and answers and a lot of pulpulim. And in Eretz Yisrael, they learned much in a much simpler fashion. And they were able to remember what they learned because of that. And that's why he dafka davened that he should forget that type of learning and be able to succeed with the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. But the Mashal makes a very interesting point. He says, even though he was so anxious to learn to forget the way he learned in Bavel, we follow the learning of Bava, we follow Talmud Bavli. There's a fantastic story that's said about the Yosef Meir Chirina. There's a fantastic story that's said about the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, one time, Rav Herzog, who was the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, came to visit the Chazon Ish. And he told the Chazon Ish that since he became the chief rabbi, the Rav HaRashi, he is so busy with all types of events, that it takes away from him to learn, the opportunity to learn. And he said, because I don't have the opportunity and the time to learn, I'm starting to be concerned I'm going to forget some of my learning. So the Chazon Ish says that our Gemara says that when Reb Zeir came to Eretz Yisrael, he fasted 100 Tanaisim to forget the Torah they learned in Bavel. So Chazon Ish said, why did he have to fast 100 fasts? He could have just become chief rabbi, and then he would forget all his learning. So the Chazon Ish said that from here we see it's better to fast 100 fasts than to be a chief rabbi. Yosef Meir Chirina, and then he fasted another 100 fasts. The Leilishkei Reb Elazar b'shnei, the Reb Elazar should not pass away from while he was alive, because he knew that Reb Elazar is going to pass away while he's alive, the Nafalei Mila Tzibura. He will now become responsible for everything that takes place in the community. And that's why which he knew would cause Bittul Torah, which he didn't want to have, so he fasted that shouldn't happen. And then the Gemara says, he fasted another 100 fasts, the Lenishbe Girda Gehenim, that he should not be Chas V'Shalom affected by Gehenim. Kol Tosa Yoyim, and the Gemara says every 30 days, have a Bodik Nafshei, he would examine himself. What he would do was, Shogat Tanura, he would put on the furnace, and Solik V'Yosef B'Gavei, he would sit in the furnace, V'Lei Shalta B'Nura, and the fire would not burn him. Yoyim Echad Yover Abon Einei, one day, the Chacham looked at him as he did that, V'Churke Shakei, and his feet got burnt. V'Kol Lei Kot Nechare Sakei, And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain is because he caused, it was, this happened to him because of a ayin hara. It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav Maidik Siv. The Pasuk says, Mi yechosh ish hachochem v'yoven azois. V'ashadiba pi Hashem elov v'yegida v'yegida ama of the arts. Why was that Yisrael destroyed? Davazeh, this question, Amru Chachamim, they were asked the Chachamim v'loi Peshu, and they weren't able to say. Amru Nevi'im, the question was asked to the Nevi'im v'loi Peshu, and they weren't able to answer. Acha Pirsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained it. Al-Ozim is Terasa Shinusati Lefneim, Amru Yehuda Merav, what does that mean? Shloi Baruch Hu B'Tayra B'Tchila. They didn't say Brichsa Tayra. Of course, all the Mefarshim try to understand the Gemara. Is that a reason for Yisrael to be destroyed? Now the answer is, somebody who doesn't make Birchas HaTorah shows that the Torah is not important to him. A person who doesn't make Birchas HaTorah shows that Torah is just something that he does, but it doesn't have that importance to him. And therefore, the Baruch V'Torah Tchila. Another pshat that I saw from the Kotzker, Shlei Baruch V'Torah Tchila, means that when is this person supposed to learn? When they're young. When somebody is young and they have the energy and the strength, Shlei Baruch V'Torah Tchila, they didn't do it Tchila when they were young. Another pshat that I saw is that they looked at Torah just as the Beis Halevi says this pshat, that they view Torah just as a reason to learn, is that you should know what to do. But that's not what you're supposed to learn for. Torah in its own is a mitzvah for itself. And somebody who only learns Torah because he should know what to do, that shows that he doesn't have the seriousness of Torah. The Bach explains that all of the tzaris, that they were doing a lot of averis, but they were trying to understand from where did all the averis come from. And what they understood was that the averis came from because they did not have the proper respect for Torah. The Chinuch and Ramban say what the lesson of this Gemara is, that Birchas HaTorah, unlike all other brachas, is a deraisa. And in fact, the Pri Chodesh wants to suggest that if somebody has a suffix, if he made a bracha, so normally the halacha is suffix brachas lahakel. By Birchas HaTorah, the halacha is you have to say, if you're not sure if you said Birchas HaTorah, you should say that. However, the Shagas Aryeh says, we know we make two brachas on Birchas HaTorah, Ashabacha Banu and Lasik B'Divrei Torah. Says the Shagas Aryeh, if a person has a suffix, if he made Birchas HaTorah, he should only say Asha Bachabana. Others disagree. The Shaar HaTshuva says that you should not. It says that the Mishnah Berurah, however, says that you should make the bracha over, because the Mishnah Berurah says, as we just learned in our Gemara, how serious it is to omit saying Birchas HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchila, what you should do is if you're not sure if you said Birchas HaTorah, you should ask somebody who has not yet said Birchas HaTorah to say Birchas HaTorah, and like that you'll know for sure you'll be Yaitza. Amar Avchama Maidik Siv, Belev Novan Tanua Chachma, Ubekser Kerav Kasilim Tivoda. Belev Nochem Tanua Chachma Zatamat Chachem Bench Tamat Chachem. Somebody who learns Torah and is the son of Talmud Chacham, and he doesn't publicize that he's a Talmud Chacham. The Kerav Kesilim Tavod is a Talmud Chacham Ben Shalom Haaretz. He boasts about his Torah. Amar Ula Haina Damri Inchi. This is what people say. Ister Beligna, when you have a coin, one coin in a pitcher, kish kish karya, it makes a lot of noise. What the Gemara means to say is that somebody who is learning Torah but is boasting about his learning, that person doesn't have really the success of being a Talmud Chacham. Amar Leih Rav Yirmiyah Lazer Maidik Siv, Godol V'Katan Shamhu, Ve'Evet Chofshi Ma'adonav. Otlo Yodonu Godol V'Katan Shamhu, that everybody is found there. Ella, Even though somebody is a great Talmud Chacham, what he does is he keeps himself modest. That person will get great honor in Olam Haba. However, somebody, even though he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't take advantage of his being a Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara, that person he treats himself like an eved. When he comes to the Olam Haba, he will be considered free. He'll have great honor. Rish Lakish would mark where Talmid Chacham were buried. The Pashat Pshat in the Gemara is that Kohanim should not come next to those graves. Says the Gemara, Kimata Lamata Reb Chiya, when he came to the grave of Reb Chiya, Ilam Laminei, he couldn't find it. Chalashtate, and he was upset. Amar Ben Shalaylam Leipopalti Dari Kamaisai, didn't I learn Torah like Reb Chiya? Yatsubas Kvamo, Torah Kamas Kabalta. You indeed learned Torah like Reb Chiya. However, Torah Kamatsa Leirvetsta, you have not taught Torah like he did. What does that Gemara explain? Kavimitz Reb Chanina Reb Chiya. When Reb Chanina and with Reb Chiya would argue, Amalei Reb Chanina Reb Chiya, Bahadi Dika Manstis, are you disagreeing with me? Chas V'Shalom, he said, regarding himself, Mishtak the Torah Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael would come to a situation that people were forgetting Torah, Mechadinalei Bepulei, I would be able to bring it back. And the Alta from Kelim would say, from here we see that the entire Torah is all connected. And by being able to do that, so then that's how, by learning Torah, I could bring back all of the Torah. Amalei Reb Chiya Reb Chanina, Bahadi Dikar Minst, Reb Chanina said to Reb Chanina, you're disagreeing with me. The Avdi L'Torah D'L'Shtakach D'Yisrael, what I did was that I made a guarantee that Torah should not be forgotten. Ma'ivid, now what did he do? Azil Nevashin Kitna, he planted flax. V'Gedilin Nishbi, and from that he made traps. V'Tzai Netavi, and he captured animals. V'Machilna B'Sar V'Yasmi, and he would give the meat to the Yisoyim to eat. V'Richna Megilta, and I would prepare scrolls. V'Kasivnu, and I would Chamisha Chamshay, and he did this that by himself. I would write the Chamisha Chamshay Torah, V'Selikna L'Masa, and I would go to a city where there was no yeshiva, and I would take five children and teach them the five chamashim. And I would take six children and teach them the shisha sidri mishnah. For manulu adadana v'sena, until I come back, akra hadadi v'asna hadadi. Teach, you review it and teach every, you one should teach the other one what you learned. V'avdalei, and that's what I did to guarantee the light of Shtaka Torah Yisrael, that the Torah should not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And the Mashah and many others make the point here. What he did was that he didn't just make sure that there should be yeshivas in Yisrael. He did it himself. He didn't rely on anyone else doing it. That's one point I saw. And the other point that I saw is not only did he do it by himself, but he did everything from scratch. Why did he do everything from scratch? The reason he did everything from scratch is he wanted that everything should be done with the proper kavana. And if he wouldn't have done it by himself, he would have bought it from others. And it wouldn't have been made with the kedusha and tara. If we want tara to grow in Klal Yisrael, it has to be built the kedusha of a tara, not with any other thing mixed in. How great is what the Chiyah did? Is it even greater than what you did? Even greater than what Rabbi Yossi did? We're not allowed to speak badly about the previous generations. Yesterday, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina appeared to me in a dream. Who do you sit next to in the yeshiva Shemala? Amali, to which he said, I sit next to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan etzlami, it's Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai etzlami, it's Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina etzlami, Etzer of Chiyah. Chanina sitting next to Rav Chiyah. Amalei Rav Yochan Etzer of Chiyah Loi. Isn't Rav Yochanan worthy to sit next to Rav Chiyah? Amalei Ba'asa the Zkukin Nurim. In a place where there's fire. Or Burin the Esha. Man Baya Banachla Taman. We can't put Rav Yochanan over there. As great as Rav Yochanan was, that's a place of fire and we have to be careful. Amar Chaviva. Ishtoyli Rav Chaviva Ba'ashmarki. Chazlai Ahum Rabbanan. I saw this Talmud Chacham. Elio would come to visit him. In the morning, his eyes looked nice. At night, they looked like they got burnt with fire. So I asked them what happened. I told Elio, I want to see how the Talmud Chacham look as they go up to the Yeshiva Shemala. Amma, to which he said, you can look at everything. Besides at Rav Chiyah, at the seat of Rav Chiyah, to tell his taklebei, you shouldn't look at it. So I asked him, how does the throne of Rav Chiyah look? So he said, and all the other chachamim, the tamid, the malachim, help them get up and down. They don't have the ability to do it themselves. Except the chair, the throne of Rav Chiyah. He's able to go up and down by himself. But he says, I couldn't control myself. It's the Kalibai. And I looked at Rav Chiyah's chair. Also, tree Batuti Dinara. Two flames of fire came out. And they hit me, and my eyes, I became blind. I went to his kever, and I davened for the Torah that I learned, Rav Chiyah's Torah, and for that, I told Rav Chiyah, I always learn your divrei Torah, and for that, my eyes got better. Eliyahu shmichiach from Sifta the Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Eliyahu would visit the yeshiva of Rebbe. Yom echad reish charcha hava. One day it was Rosh Chodesh. Nagiv alei le'asei. And Eliyahu got delayed, and he didn't come at his regular time. Amalei, so Rebbe asked him, my tamen nagiv le'mar. He asked him, why were you delayed? Amalei, adukim ne l'avram, until I raised Avram, o mashina yadei, and I washed his hands, umatzli umaginale, and then he davened, and then I put him back. V'kein the Yitzchak, and I did the same for Yitzchak Avinu. V'kein Yaakov, and I did the same for Yaakov Avinu. So Rebbe asked him, V'lkmina b'hadi adadi, why did you do each one separately? Says the Gemara, Eliyahu answered, Sari takviv rachmei, that I was concerned if all three of them will be together, that you will daven with great kavanah, and they're going to bring Mashiach before the time that Mashiach is supposed to come. Amalei, so Rebbe asked, V'yesh Dugmos Bayom Hazeh, is there somebody in this world whose tefillah is answered like their tefillah? Amalei Ika, Rav Chiyah Bonav. Rav Chiyah and his children also have the power of the tefillah. Gazer Rebbe Tanisus, Rebbe made a Tanis, and he brought Rav Chiyah and his children to Davin. And as soon as he said Mashav Ruach, the wind began to blow. And rain began to fall. When he's about to say Mechayim Misim, Rogash Alma, the entire world started to tremble because the bones of the Neftarim started to come together to get up. Omri Berakia, Man Goli Razi Ba'alma. So they said, Menashemayim, who is doing this? Omri Elio, they said, who is the one that caused that this type of tefillah should be davened? So they said it was Elio who told Rebbe that Rav Chiyah and his children tefillah have such incredible power. Asi Elio, so they brought Elio, and Machiu Shit and Pulsed the Nara, and they gave him Malchus with 60 Malchus of fire. Us Idmalay Kaduva the Nura, it looked like a beer made out of fire, Al Banayu, and the Terenu. That disturbed the tefillah. Shmuel Yachno, says the Gemara, Shmuel was the one that knew when the new moon was coming. Asid Rebbe Havah, he was Rebbe's doctor. Cholosh Rebbe Be'enei, and Rebbe was suffering on his eyes. Amar Lei, so Shmuel said to him, Imlech Sarina, should I give you medicine? Should I give you eye drops? Amar Lei Lo Yechilna, I can't. So Shmuel said, Ashtocha Mishtar, should I put on your eyes, should I smear on your eyes some sort of medicine? Amar Lei Lo Yechilna. Hamaslai Begufsa Desamni Tusa Beisadja. So Shmuel took a hollow pipe and he put it under the head of Rebbe, and that's what caused him that his it should get absorbed into his body, into his head, and should have a refuah. So Rebbe wanted to give Shmuel Yachno smicha, but it never worked out. Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, don't feel bad. I saw the Sefer of Adam Rishon, in which it said who will be the Rabbanim, who will be the leaders of Klal Yisrael from generation to generation. And Shmuel, and it says there, Shmuel Yachino Chachim Yiskari, he will be called a great Chachim, but Rebbe Lo Yiskari, but he will never achieve the title of Rebbe. Vasa the Rebbe, a Yodite, but he will have the schus that he will be the doctor of Rebbe, and the Rebbe will, he will bring a refuah to Rebbe.